coming up here. These are the ones that are pushing these agendas. And of course, it's all linked back to, sadly, Israel. And again, I don't blame many of the Jews out there, because they are in the same plight that we have, because they're going to face the same crimes, injustices. And of course, it will be hailed as anti-Semitism, because there'll be, you know, like kosher delis, synagogues attacked and stuff. And of course, this is for that mass move. And of course, I highlighted this on Jim Fetzer's show here last week or so about who's arming those in Myanmar, Yemen, Latin America, Honduras, and it's all these Zionists. They're the ones pushing this. The vehicle depicted at the U.S. border, those from Honduras, had the Zionist star on it. So this here is my other clip here from Joe Biden there. Take a listen to this one. Go ahead there, Kenneth. Okay. You don't have to, this is Joe Biden, who says you don't have to be Jewish to be a Zionist. Yeah.
Well, Senator Joe Biden has only just been chosen as the Democratic vice presidential nominee. Shalom TV met the senator and discussed his views on issues important to the Jewish nation.
Following months of speculation, Democratic presidential nominee Barack Obama has selected Delaware Senator Joe Biden as his running mate. As the number two man on the traditionally Jewish-supported Democratic ticket, many Jews are questioning what the Delaware senator's views on issues important to American Jews are.
There is this inextricable tie between culture, religion, ethnicity, that most people don't fully understand, that is unique and... how can I say it? Strong with Jews worldwide. I used to say early on when I was a kid, I'd say when I was a young senator, I'd say if I were a Jew, I'd be a Zionist. I am a Zionist. You don't have to be a Jew to be a Zionist.
While some American progressives and liberals have claimed Israel is the cause or at least the beneficiary of the current Iraq war, Biden takes a different view.
When the Baker Commission filed its report saying peace in Israel is related to Iraq, you may, I was the first and only person in the Congress to point out, if tomorrow peace broke out in between Israelis and Palestinians, does anybody think there wouldn't be a full-blown war in Iraq? And conversely, if Iraq were transported to Mars, does anyone think there would not be the terrorism visited upon the Israelis every day? And so let's get it straight. Israel is not the cause of Iraq. Iraq, being settled or not settled, has nothing to do with Israel's conduct. The second part is, people should understand by now, this should be crystal clear, that Israel is the single greatest strength America has in the Middle East. I always say to my friends when they say those things to you, I say, imagine our circumstance in the world were there no Israel. How many battleships would there be? How many troops would be stationed?
Jonathan Pollard has been held in American prison for the past 22 years. While Senator Biden hinted at possible leniency, the senator made it clear he would not grant Pollard a pardon.
Now, there's a rationale, in my view, why Pollard should be given leniency. There's a rationale for that. But there is not a rationale to say, no, what happened did not happen and should be pardoned. And my worry is that if I were president, to go and pardon Pollard, you didn't ask me that question, right. But to pardon Pollard would make a lie out of the notion that there are certain rules, period. You cannot give classified information, period, even to a friend. If this were Great Britain, it would be the same thing.
You notice Joe Biden omitted the fact that it was nuclear technology. Also, you can review on the 2002 video from Netanyahu, where he sat before the Senate and described about how there was no doubt that Saddam had nuclear weapons, even highlighting that they were probably as small as a washing machine. I forget the quote there that says Israel is America's only friend in the Middle East. And the quote goes something to the fact of, before Israel, we didn't have any enemies. And, of course, this is for an agenda. when you see your American politicians here voted to represent we the people, who sell us out, like listening or reading Marco Rubio's tweets, Lindsey Graham's tweets, John Bolton's tweets, Secretary Pompeo's tweets, all about how great Israel is, and they're all from the same tribe of religion that support Israel. And I have no problem with supporting Israel as a state, everything like that, but it's destruction that comes with it, you know. Like I mentioned earlier, you don't go around blowing the heads off of children. And then when you see the U.S. law enforcement go around shooting Americans, you realize that they're trained by Israelis, you know. Imagine one of those on your street corner with the mindset that we're all Palestinians or we're all terrorists because we don't condone what the state is doing, you know. So anyway, you know, I've witnessed for decades now, nothing has gotten better in this country. Poverty is getting worse. The crimes are being used also as an agenda to, as we mentioned here in the chat room a little bit earlier, to ignite these racial tensions to further divide this country. Both political parties benefit from this in depressing the economy so that they have saps for their last resort to join the U.S. military, of where you got a U.S. general that says American troops should be prepared to die for Israel. Now, I don't see where that's supporting your country or anything like that. And I get so sick and tired of this constant pluralisms of we or America as a general whole, that these are America's allies. When your government starts picking who your friends or allies are, then you should start worrying, you know. In as much as demonizing Russia for God to my entire life now, you know. And then I think of when Russia here recently did that nuclear drill over there where 20 million Russians took part in that. Have you seen a nuclear drill here? And you can do some research on this where they have their big bomb fallout shelters and stuff. Look around your local area and look for your so-called fallout shelters. Where are they? Your politicians have them buried in some mountainside, whatever like that, but the people don't have them. And, of course, your tax dollars have stocked all these things with massive amounts of food, water, seeds up in Norway to rebuild with. And, again, if there is ever a nuclear war, they'll be the ones that come out and survive. And you, they don't care about you. But, again, we're back to the same scenario here. All these illegal wars that the U.S. military has been used, and I reference that used, and there's a lot of sorrow when I say that because of the 22 veterans a day that commit suicide or over 8,000 a year. You know, I feel, you know, as a young boy, for men out here listening, you know how it is when you're young, pride, you're in it with yourself, all that, you know, you're a stud. You're out looking on the weekends for a date and stuff. And then you get sent off to war and you get your legs and testicles or something like that blown off and have to have your family or a loved one wipe your butt for the rest of your life. You know, I could see why a lot of these guys turn to suicide as well as being loaded on these stupid antidepressants. I mean, they've changed the name of shell shock, PTSD. I mean, there's been so many different names that they attribute there to the effects of war. And that's why I've highlighted that 1915 Christmas truce, to where all these boys fighting each other, Christians, took the night off to recognize the birth of Christ on Christmas. And there they sat there reading letters from home, sharing them with each other, playing soccer, just like boys do, you know, showering, drinking, eating together. And then after that, all right, boys, back to the war. Now it's time to kill Christians against Christians again. And remember that Christ doesn't endorse that. Why would you kill your own spiritual brethren? But they don't care about that. You know, you're that's the sorrow I feel for these boys going off to war. Anyway, so again, these war refugees today, they're not immigrants. They're war refugees. As I mentioned before, where I had that one friend of mine ask me, why the hell do you think they're all coming to America for? And I said, probably it's the only place not being bombed yet. And you have to think of that. Like that report there from the UN about the 2016, over 60 million immigrants, 60 million immigrants coming out of three countries. The report went on, but it did not say a thing about it was where Western-backed countries were bombing the crap out of those countries. And after you've lost your loved ones, you've buried them, your homes, cities are destroyed, there's nowhere else to go. So I guess the Western civilization does look good. Of course, that's after you've had these big corporations here fire millions of Americans. They lose their apartments, their homes foreclosed on. Their automobiles are repossessed. Their credit scores go down. Their insurance rates go up. They don't care about you. And when you demand $15 an hour to at least make a sustainable living off $15 an hour, what do? They flood the country with all these immigrants, war refugees, to inundate even more to work for these peon piss-ass jobs like that. And then now, even on top of that, Walmarts and these McDonald's, they're either going to where you check yourself out or you do these kiosks to do your orders. They are removing the workers. So who's going to be buying their products before too long? Then you look at Britain right now with its so-called basic income that they have over there and the amounts of suicide that are happening from that. I guess that universal basic income is being tried down in California right now, as well as I've mentioned before that they're paying people $1,000 a month not to commit crime in this one town. But everyone wants a free ride, and they want to sit back and do nothing. And if you want to see the extent of this, all I ask is just go to YouTube there and watch some of these gamer rage videos. And I see people like Kenneth there in the control room. He and I are about the same age there, but we played table tennis and ping pong on computers, and I talked to my friend John about this earlier. But watch those gamer rage videos where they're sitting there, and they lose a stupid game. It's a stupid game. And they bust their big flat-screen TVs, snap their keyboards in half, throw the remotes, slam against a wall, push the computer monitor into a wall, busting the sheetrock behind it, throw their computers out a window. And these guys are probably also living at home, no jobs, living on some kind of an antidepressant in the first place, and they get triggered, all for a stupid game. That's why I never liked the fact that when you hear the U.S. military or even Russian military is out doing war games. They're not games. People get killed. It's violence. Anyway. Like the current attack down there in NATO, as I mentioned earlier, who's just moved to Colombia to get closer to their narcotics base, I guess, and the USA, who are going after Venezuela. Now, this has been stated there that they have hopes of uniting Latin America against Venezuela, moving the Middle East wars to Latin America. And, of course, now they're getting worried there because Russia and China are making alliances down there, and they just don't like that. Is there any other economy that this country or anyone else in the West can do other than war? Well, apparently not. They can't rebuild our infrastructures. In Britain, they can't even put a train together, at least one of these high-speed rail systems that's been in the works for God knows how long. They've taken so much property and everything, and then it's just sitting in limbo. And then we had the fires down in California, which just happened to be running on the same paths of pipelines and rail lines. I mean, can't people wake up to see what's going on? And these are from these, like that one video I've got here that about that sports that I played here. Well, everyone's diverted like the Christians, the Roman gladiators, the Christians being fed to the lions. You have 100-some-odd people meeting in secret in some backside country of Germany, 150 or so of them. Plotting the destiny of the lives of 8 billion people on Earth. Now, tell me that's not right. And all you got to do is research the like CFR Brazil, CFR Libya, whatever. These guys have got all this stuff planned out, how they control the commerce, everything. And, of course, then now we're all being blamed for everything. Us, we individuals. It's our fault there's global warming, not the big corporations that have mauled down thousands of hectares of trees, which worked as landscapes for different types of animals and stuff, all to replace it with, say, palm oil trees, which offer no shelter whatsoever because it's just like a palm tree, you know? But, you know, it's always the people are to blame, not these big corporations that, as I mentioned here a while back, the Bhopal, India chemical disaster, which basically at the end, by the time it got done, killed 50,000 people and made at least 500,000 disabled because of the lung inhalations and stuff of those chemicals. And no one at the tops, these CEOs, never get charged, these bankers, anything like that. In the Bhopal one, as I mentioned, six people got charged with that $2,000 fine and 2 years in jail for 50,000 deaths and all the other destruction caused. Same thing with these war criminals like Tony Blair, George W. Bush, and those guys that launch all these attacks. Millions of people killed. Your own boys and girls that fought in the military dead, maimed for life. No one gets charged. And as I've brought out this here lately here, we see Britain's doing it now. Britain wants to drop out of the Human Rights Organization also. Just like the United States, World Trade Organization, UNESCO, NAFTA, threatening to arrest ICC court judges. The list goes on. These governments have gone rogue. And it's the only way you do this, as I mentioned the first portion of the show here. A loyal American would be reading their constitution and keeping their government in check. That's why they have checks and balances. But they don't do that. They're too distracted by stupid video games, what sexual way they want to swing, the countless ads on TVs of the Jones keeping up with the Joneses. You have to have the latest product. I still laugh at that stupid flashlight ad. Who in the hell would boil a flashlight in oil? Or would you get a Humvee to roll, you know, roll over a flashlight? Hey, Jim, can I borrow your Humvee? I want to see if this flashlight's real. I mean, people will buy anything nowadays. It's like Edward Bernays is sitting here constantly speaking to us today. And then you look at the amount of money they've sold on selling presidents, how much Obama spent, which agencies were used. They sell you these politicians that get up there, they lie and lie and lie. Obama, my fifth cousin, see, I got time, yeah. My fifth cousin Obama, his bailouts to the bankers, the mortgage frenzy that cost me and other millions of Americans damn near our homes and stuff, did 2008-2009 mortgage fraud. Obamacare, you know, even if Obamacare was working, the doctors in this country suck. You can take that to the bank from me. I'm so sick and tired of doctors, it's pathetic. But anyway, I got a 46-second clip here. So, Kenneth, you want to play that little clip there?
That this man failed. We gave a black man the highest prize in the universe, and then after that we gave him the Nobel Prize for Peace, even though he didn't earn it. We gave to him everything that he needed to succeed. We gave him everything that he needed to succeed. We gave him everything he needed to lead his people. We gave him everything he needed to help black people. We gave him everything he needed to change the world and the dynamics of black people. We gave him everything to heal slavery. We gave him the presidency, and we gave him the Nobel Prize for Peace. We gave him everything. And the nigga failed.
Ann Dunham is my fourth cousin, and that's where that comes in. I've got the entire chain of my so-called genealogy here written up by one of my relatives here. But I still remember when Obama was running for presidency and the videos across YouTube. Obama's going to buy me a phone. He's going to pay off my mortgage. You know, he has screwed more people over than anything else. And, of course, these are the Democrats, again, that have destroyed our – and I should say that these politicians, it's not just Democrats, the politicians themselves that give these corporations all their big perks. Who, again, like I say, another one here, I was just reading here about Foxconn. We talked about this here about a month and a half ago, about the new Foxconn down in Wisconsin, which makes all these flat-screen TVs and stuff. Well, apparently their main branch is now laying off tens of thousands of people there. People aren't buying because the economy sucks. You can go to Zero Hedge and see how bad it is. You can go to CNN Money and look at the jobs, and or not jobs, but stocks and stuff. This is how bad it's getting. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. Stay tuned.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana, and it's still currently 34 degrees out. I haven't checked to see if it's still snowing or not, but hey, you know, late last night, I watched a video over in Russia of a Muslim actually screaming Allah Akbar. He was taking that frozen plunge, and he said that the same time I noticed, as most men would, as the boys went under. I'd be screaming too. Anyway, but on that same theme, you know, they're mandatorily in a lot of schools now teaching the children about Islam, as well as what gets me the most is how they're normalizing deviant behavior of child sex, even marriages now. I forget the actual name of it here, but Congress has just allowed the marriage between older people and their child brides. In this country. And again, it's your politicians that are doing this. It's not Russia. It's not China. It's not Iran. It's not Syria. Not North Korea. Not Venezuela or anyone else. It's your politicians. God, I'm glad I don't vote. They said this country would be destroyed from within. Remember that. Well, here they also fracking underneath our homes, different towns, poisoning our waters with toxic chemicals to become the number one exporter in LNG and oil. It's a risk for health needs of countless towns across this country here. And, of course, for those people who are now sickened, hey, don't, you know, you got to seek medical treatment. Of course, from that, you got to buy gas, support the doctors, the hospitals, their commerce, you know, and get soaked in massive debt. And be sure to buy that insurance because, you know, the average funeral costs $8,000. Don't leave that debt to your loved ones. Flint and other cities have massive lead in their water. People are getting poisoned. Their children are dying from it. Other mental illnesses. And, of course, we know that D.C. has a lead problem, too, and that might explain half the problems with Washington, D.C. there. But, well, you know, the destruction of pride culture, you know, the statues, anything in our history, it's all playing well into the scheme of all whom are now becoming dead mascots. There's nothing in this country to look up to. And that is why we see, like, the destruction of Rome. As Rome fell, the only thing they did have at the time was to highlight their cooking culture. I mean, we see this daily with the platitudes that they have, like, "Hi, I'm Senator such and such. Please buy my book. See how I screwed America and got away with it." And that's basically what they're telling you. These guys have no conscience, and, you know, the moral fabric of like sending your son or daughter to a war that they know is based on a total lie, and then to keep perpetuating that lie. Even recently here, they just admitted here that this whole Ukraine thing was just a fabrication, as well as the MH17. Britain hasn't come around yet with this scriptal thing there, but you know, these are things that are being used to prop up the mistakes or cover the crimes of your elected politicians or appointed in Europe if you want to go to the EU. They've done nothing for the society themselves. You look at youth unemployment, youths living at home. It's not like, what's his name? What's that show? Joe Pesci. Youths. But anyway, I mean, just look at what's going on around you. The governments are behind these. And it's like they have their own little consolidation, you know. And when anyone ever tries to stand up and assert their rights as a citizen, then the DHS sends out a memo warning sheriff's offices about sovereign citizens. Or like over here in Spokane, 180 miles away here, the sheriff who says that constitutionalists should be compared to ISIS. Those like JFK, MLK, who identified the problems of these shadow governments and those that oppress their people. Still remember that free at last, free at, we'll probably hear a lot of that tomorrow, but of all those that wanted something better for their people, Donald Trump was one of those. Make America great again. They don't want this country good. And then there's the other injustices, like those of Michael Hastings, Seth Rich, the other Occupy Wall Street, Julian Assange, Snowden, and many others like the current Yellow Vest in France. These are all being demonized. It's been proven now that the French are setting these Yellow Vests up as like they're raiding certain buildings with forklifts and stuff. Trying to make it look like the group is turning violent. These are just peaceful people, and they're shooting them in the heads now. As Patty and I says, we wonder who's training them. Probably the same one that's training the U.S., please. Of course, this is used so that no one will follow them. They don't want leaders. They all have become dead mascots. Where in today's a militarized police state, the fusion centers, they can simply enter into their databases and label anyone they want whom they deal as a threat to the state. And if you don't think that's true, you should listen to William Barr, the new AG, on his comment about how journalism should be treated here. We'll be right back here at the bottom of the hour here. Stay tuned. 1-800-313-9443. We'll be right back. It's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is all you get. And you wanna
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening on Frequency to Keith Rogers in Western Montana. Steve Elkins just sent me a video link. Let me read you what it says here. It says, CPS will be paying this father a visit after posting this family picture, attempt to declare him an unfit parent and remove children from the toxic masculinity gun-toting household. I click this, and of course, I have to sign into Google to view it. Like I mentioned, but I take my granddaughter down and have a drag queen read to her. Anyway, I was talking about William Barr. If you look up his sordid history here, about how he's not unfamiliar with renditioning people from other countries and stuff, but in his latest thing appearing before, I believe it was the Senate, they were asking him about journalism. And he basically said, and this was an eye-raiser for most people there, that if journalism becomes a threat to the state, then they would deal with it. And of course, this is like we see here today. Many people have had porn implanted on their computers. And when the court references this, those in law enforcement refuse to say how they found the said porn, as it would jeopardize their national security. So was it planted? That's why we have these NSA back doors and into all electronics, routers, modems. Why all this massive hacking is going on? They've allowed all this stuff to go on. And, of course, like Rivera would say, the fact is you never see any of these so-called hackers ever found unless it has something to do with state secrets. They find them right away. But they can't find the ones that inundate your email box with penis enlargement ads, stupid flashlight ads. I mean, I have a spam folder on my server there that every week I go through. It's like 600 different emails that I have blocked coming to this my email here. And I can just click X across the whole thing like that and just delete them all. And there's certain servers where some of these are notably from, and I can just block the entire server. So that's sometimes I don't get other friends' emails because I have Yahoo.com blocked. The whole server. But anyway, you know, this dead mascots also refers to removing of the team's mascots. And we see this here with the, you know, them trying to get rid of Native American names like the Braves, Chiefs, you know, et cetera, you know, being removed or renamed. You know, anything that people might think of that diverts their attention to the loyalty to the state. And that's it, the agenda here. I've commented, too, about that video. I forget the actual name, but it had something to do about the Indian giver. And it was this young, handsome Indian boy over there in Michigan, where he showed up to school with his beautiful Indian beads. I live on a reservation, so they are nice, you know. I grew up in Nevada where one wore turquoise, you know. I guess for a white man to wear turquoise, it'd be racist. But anyway, he had long hair like a lot of the tribal members up here do. And, of course, to get into school, well, you had to cut your hair. And he cut it. Now, that's not good enough. And he had to cut it again. By the time it got done there, and, of course, he couldn't wear his tribal beads, something that denoted his culture, he looked like he just came out of West Point. I'm not kidding. I don't know if people can't see it or what, that everything that we've had as a culture is being destroyed. And this, I mean, I was talking to my granddaughter tonight when I was out there cleaning up a few dog things in the yard, if you know what I mean. Landmines, I call them. But when I used to listen to my mom and dad talk about their parents, or at least my mom anyway, my dad was an orphan, but talk about their parents, the Great Depression, as kids, how they lived through it, and how they, as parents, wanted to make sure that we had more than what they had. And that doesn't mean materially. It just means, you know, had more, you know. And with today's higher learning ability to get higher learning, this education, I just read here where the math scores in this one town in Boston were 80 some odd percent were failing in math. But anyway, we have the opportunities in this country as well as other people in the world to reach out and do something. That's why I had a lot of friends that were the black that excelled in their businesses, great chefs, all this stuff, casino managers. You have congressmen that are black, Asian, whatever like that. It's because people get off of their butt. And this was noted, like I've mentioned before, with Bill Cosby, the rapist, what do you want to call him? But when his show, The Huxtables, was running, they had more black kids entering in college. And that's because people have something to dream for. And now the American dream has been lost. People are sitting at home. The kids are fighting with the parents all the time. I watched a YouTube video of a kid beating, probably a 9 or 10-year-old kid beating his father up because his father took his cell phone away. But, I mean, it's everything is getting bad, you know. Salvador Allende over there, that who won the 1970 Chilean presidential election, his single constitutionally allotted 6-year term meant that he wasted no time in instigating this program calling for a massive nationalization of this industry, which meant that the monies referred from, like, was it AT&T at the time, would be just like Gaddafi was doing over there in Libya, where all the proceeds from the corporation went back into the country, and the people benefited from it. That's what helped the people out. And, of course, that had to go. And Naomi Klein's Shock Doctrine, if you haven't ever watched that, you should. You'll see how the CIA and their little MKUltra plans through the college in Canada got too bad up there, so they moved them down here to where the Chicago boys took over. And right after that, the massive coup down there in Chile. But, you know, this is, again, anyone that wants to do something who becomes a mascot, call it a hero. I don't care if it's Clint Eastwood, John Wayne, or what like that, you know. But when you become a hero for something, you get other people to look up to it. And if you're a human rights advocate or an anti-war like that, you have got to go. They don't want anyone following you. And we see how desperate they're getting now. That's why, like over in France with the Yellow Vest movement that is spreading, that these people are being literally beat to death over there. And, you know, it's a warning for other nations. Don't do this. I mean, you got to think of the countless tens of millions of dollars that DARPA and those guys get to build these weapons and stuff to be used on what? Frogs? No, they're built to be used on U.S. citizens. The urban warfare training that your military does, what, do you think that's to go into some foreign land? No. And it's only going to be those that refuse a lawful order that when it's realize you start firing on American citizens. Just like the peace officers here in Montana that says when they try this gun confiscation stuff, it ain't going to fly in Montana because, you know, our peace officers here know the Constitution. But this is how bad it's getting like that. And you can salve this over by, well, you know, Trump is my president, or Nancy Pelosi, whoever you want. You know, I hate politics, so I don't really care. But this party stuff, you have to realize what these parties stand for, who they've been aligned with, and why your country is so far down. I've commented this here lately here. You can imagine sending $700 million to arm and train Al-Qaeda and ISIS paramilitary groups, so-called moderate rebels, to overthrow a democratically elected government in Syria when your wife or daughter or son is killed on a highway due to the snowplow not getting there because your government couldn't afford $120,000 snowplow. And, of course, then you have your wrecked vehicle. You have the funerals. They don't care. But they do have enough money to destroy another country, as well as this so-called nation building, to where U.S. corporations and British and others go in there, and for a fee, which means soaking those individuals in that said country with massive IMF loans at interest to rebuild the very country that you, as a country, just destroyed. Don't forget that, George Bush, you're either with us or against us, and that it's being done in our name. To me, that's aiding and abetting, and that's why I don't go along with it. And if you don't think that means something, think of this when you hear of a German cook who worked at Auschwitz and is charged with war crimes for the deaths of 3,000 Jews. Did he poison him? No, he was a cook. But if they can get you for aiding and abetting for just being there, that's like paying taxes. You're supporting the thing. Or when you launch 50-some-odd or more Tomahawk missiles into a country and you decry, oh, the poor children, and yet you remain mute on the same bombs made by the same country going into Yemen. But it's okay if Planned Parenthood kills 800 babies a day, or if they use the fetus cells of those carcasses. What's a kid? They used to teach us in school abstinence. If you couldn't control yourself, run it by hand, I guess they call it. But they don't teach that nowadays. They freely pass out condoms in school. I mean, everything has been demoralized. The whole country. And it's not just America. There was a great article about why there are so few great African leaders. And this goes on the same fact that so many of them have been assassinated. I was looking this up here last few days here as I was prepping for the show here. Just how many people have been assassinated. And it's page after page. And a lot of this started with that Alan Dulles for the CIA, especially down there. I mean, excuse me. When I listen to Secretary Pompeo talk about Iran, the human rights issues and stuff, or when they talk about Korea and they've got a million some odd people in prison. Well, America's got 2 million in prison. God knows how many got locked up in jail cells across this country. All because, as I've mentioned before, like DHS, the Sentry Members Program, of where those vetted members with a 10-point finger ID, iris retinal scan, full backgrounds check, and only a 10-second wait at the border in special speed pass lanes. Now, you can Google this or whatever browser you want. And just type in Sentry Member Arrested. Millions in meth, cocaine. And you have your politicians out there. Oh, we need the wall because of all the drugs and stuff. Why? You can just drive through the border. The vehicles aren't even inspected because they're trusted members. I have a story about that here, too. I'd have to jump to it here, but there is some good and bad news out of this last story here. Oh, okay, hang on, Fred. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, today issued a proposal of this annual of benefits and payment parameters for 2020 benefits year proposed. In this payment notice, the rule proposes regulatory and financial parameters applicable to qualified health plans, QHPs, on the exchanges and plans in the individual small groups and large group markets. It's all a market. And self-funded group health plans. These changes proposed in the rule would further the Trump administration's goal of lowering premiums, enhancing the consumer experience, increasing market stability, and reducing regulatory burdens, and protecting the taxpayers. And that might sound fairly good there. So there's a few drawbacks to this here, but I'll go ahead and get to my caller here. Fred, Michigan there. Good evening, Fred. I hope you're having a good night. Fred.
Hey, Keith.
There you are. There you are.
Yeah, this guy Barr, he needs to be barred in a shark cage in the Great Barrier Reef. And he's a nice chunk of meat for great white, let me tell you. I was on YouTube and I saw Kevin Shipp. Kevin Shipp was an honorable CIA man. They tried to poison him a few times. He, I don't know, maybe even his entire family. He survived that and brought legal action. He's got a real nice expose on this swine scum Satanist Barr. I can guarantee you he's a swine scum Satanist. Okay? I mean, he's the swine scum Satanist that authorized with Pappy Bush Laden the murders under rules of engagement of carte blanche, Juan Horror Yuchu, the great hero, sniper, who, blew Weaver's wife's head to smithereens, and all she was doing was holding the door open. They shot his son in the back, Sammy, as he was retreating to the house. And of course, they shot Randy. And Horiuchu even admitted, you know, he had planned. He admitted gleefully that, well, you know.
Yeah, Fred, he's also got ties to Waco.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad. Well, so what we have here, what do we got? you have what Bibi Netanyahu and Sharon and all the rest of them, all these, you know, satanic Talmudic Kabbalah Zohar swine scum communitarian aliens, that, you know, it's a big joke. The donkey goy Gentile sheeple populace, they can do whatever they want to do. And he as much as admitted that on a late night broadcast with one of these July Kikewood, whether it's Jimmy Kimmel or whomever. How does Israel accomplish everything it accomplishes? Oh, that's easy. We got America.
Yeah. I got a break coming up here, Fred. Hang on, okay? We'll be right back, okay?
All right.
Hey, anyway, yeah, there's something else I wanted to find out here, too, is if Barr was related to Bush's team lawyers here who advocated justifying war crimes used against Iraq when they knew it was all a lie. But we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. Got another call. Time for another call after Fred here.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're toward the last part of the show here. So, Fred, you got about 2 minutes here, and I'm going to cut you off because I got a couple more stories here I want to run out here. So, go ahead, young man.
Yeah, well, thank you. Kevin Shipp, S-H-I-P-P, Shipp, he's got a significant presence on YouTube. I'm looking at one, CIA's connection to the Vatican.
Right.
And I remember Michael Collins Piper in his expose on JFK's murder. Frickin' Mossad, their North American command center is at Langley. At Langley.
Yeah.
CIA headquarters. Well, all right. Catherine Austin Fitz and this Dr. Mark Skidmore from Michigan State University and others have corroborated the Office of the Inspector General's audit of the Pentagon that there's anywhere from 23 to 50 trillion that has disappeared. And we know, don't we, that the marvelous Talmudic Shabbat Lubavitch rabbi, Dov Zakheim, engaged in some kind of embezzlement of 2.3 or 3.2 trillion before 9/11. So if Trump wants to make America great, he needs to round up these espionage Talmudic statements.
Fred, that's it. Until you change camps, I mean, realizing that the same ones that are fighting him on all his domestic policies are the same ones he's supporting. I mean, nothing's going to change because it's in a constant loop. But anyway, hey, I thank you for calling in, okay? Anyway, U.S. laws have legalized pedophilia with children as young as 10 years old now. There's a great article on that on the Free Thought Project there. Was it 2 or 3 weeks ago, maybe three, I mentioned here about this major cocaine bust of $100-some-odd million. And I want to give you a flashback here, just a couple of years back, where the entire Florida Police Department busted laundering tens of millions of dollars of international drugs for this international drug cartels. And this police department across the entire country, and its departments across the entire country have been caught in some serious scandals. But this Florida one, don't expect anything from Florida, you know, right? But it might have topped the list. But this one here was $71.5 million. And this is how they keep crime going. They keep the drugs moving. And they keep the economy down, the fines, the court fees and stuff. People are suckers for this stuff. And of course, whenever they mention something about a tainted drug, I think it's these big corporations that are doing that to scare people back to their regular drugs. This New Zealand spy scandal, the elephants in the room, the U.S. ties over to New Zealand spies to spy on third world countries. I mean, the list, of, and this goes back to Donald Rumsfeld's policy here too, you know, but this is from a ICA watch database there, but... Oregon is going to become the first state to mandate universal home visits of families with newborn children. And there's been a breaking news here that an Israeli lawyer who ran this bribery ring sought sexual favors in return for judicial promotions has just been arrested. Anyway, that's it for the show tonight. Thank all those in the chat room. Thank those who are listening there. Thank Kenneth again and his dog Trigger there for manning the phones there. I don't know if Doug's up next live or not. But I send my best to you all there. Play safe and enjoy your evening, and we'll chat next Sunday there. Good evening from Montana here. This is On Frequency, going off frequency.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just telling you what a great product you have. I had used this about 10 years ago after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-927-9673.
928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.